Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone, to Risk, Fees, Taxes.
Yes, Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Daniel Rasby.
And I'm Raz. We are a father-son team. We own Higher Ground Financial Group. We help people with their risk, fees, and taxes to have more income in retirement.
Yes, so go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to schedule an appointment and talk to us. It's a free call, a 15-minute video call, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. So one of the big risks in retirement, besides market risk — we talk a lot about market risk on this show — but there's another risk that's been on everybody's mind in the last few years especially, and that's inflation. Mm-hmm. So how does that impact your retirement? And is there really any way to plan and handle inflation? So first of all, should you be concerned about it? And second of all, what are some things people can do? I mean, I've heard you should buy gold. That's going to help with inflation. Or, you know, you should just ask for a lot of raises from your job. That'll help with inflation.
Or Bitcoin or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, Jerome Powell, who is in charge of the Federal Reserve, he said that inflation is only transitory, right? It's only temporary.
He said it would be. And then he also said, "We now better understand how little we understand about inflation." So that's a quote from Jerome Powell.
And he's supposed to be helping us.
Yeah. So inflation is a pretty bad killer in retirement. It's one of those risks. So I'd include it in the risk discussion.
So what actually is inflation? There's so many different numbers. The government looks at a lot of different numbers. They take out things that are going up and they don't count them toward inflation. So we're going to talk to you a little bit more about what is inflation. Inflation is when something that costs a dollar costs more than a dollar tomorrow. That means right. It's inflated, that the cost has gone up. And it doesn't matter what it is. But the biggest inflation things that hurt most people, especially the poor middle class, is gas. When gas prices go up, that increases the cost of all the goods. It's a hidden tax when they allow gas prices to be higher on all your assets. Everything you buy, you use, everything you do is affected by gas prices.
And so a lot of times, you know, you'll see the inflation numbers published, you know, every few weeks, every month, 2 months, 3 months, every year. There's a whole bunch of different inflation metrics, and some of them include, some of them exclude gas or food or housing. But the fact of the matter is all of these things will go up in price over time. So no matter how high or low the inflation rate is, and even whether or not the high inflation period, around COVID has ended or not, which I know that's something experts keep debating. Has it ended? Will it end? When will it end? But that doesn't mean inflation will be over. Inflation will always be here.
Yeah, because we don't. The opposite of inflation is deflation. And deflation is really a bad thing. That means that your dollar today is worth more, but everything else lost value. And so no country, no leadership in any country wants their country to go through deflation. And you might think, hey, that's good. I can, you know, the gallon of milk that I was buying for $4 is now only going to be $3. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but it has other issues, other problems, because now it messes up the way you earn interest in the market and in banks and insurance companies. So most likely we're not going to see deflation. We're always going to have inflation, and you know it's probably going to be higher in different time periods because the government keeps printing money. They're never going to stop printing more money. And as you learned in school, when you have extra money that you've printed, now there's more of it. So that means the prices will be higher. So what do you think that you can do to combat inflation, especially in retirement planning? What are some things that will help you in retirement? So the first thing that comes to mind for most people is, well, I should buy gold, right? Gold is great because it's not a dollar and inflation is for dollars, right? Or euros or whatever your currency. But gold is better because that's got a finite value. They can't print more gold.
Well, the issue was, if the money was based on a gold standard, yes, then buying gold would be great, okay? The problem is we went off the gold standard many years ago, and that doesn't really apply. Gold has now become a market asset, which is basically an opinion-based asset. It's based on somebody else's opinion, And there's many large countries that are buying up gold or selling gold and controlling the gold market. So it doesn't really help you as much as you thought.
Right. So there's a lot of hedge funds now that are buying and selling large quantities of gold, and that is manipulating the price, whereas it used to be that over time, gold would keep pace with inflation because there's a finite amount of it. So no matter what the dollars are worth, there's still only be that much gold. But now, because there's so much manipulation, we often see, even in some times of inflation, the gold price actually went down. And then other times where inflation wasn't so high, the gold price went up a lot more. So I'm not saying don't buy gold, but I'm saying don't buy gold specifically for combating inflation. And that's the only reason. Because gold is an opinion-based asset. The value is really based on what the market says, what somebody else is willing to pay for it. So it can be useful to have some gold or silver for a number of reasons. Some people think that, you know, if the dollar ever collapses entirely, at least the gold or silver will be worth something.
But that doesn't mean gold or silver funds, because right. You don't have to have physical gold or silver. It's still a fund. It's still like imaginary money.
And if you are concerned, and some people are concerned about the total collapse of the economy and all that, and then you say, I should buy some gold. Well, maybe I should use my IRA to buy some gold. And we met somebody once that he had put $300,000 from his IRA into gold. And he said, I wasn't going to buy one of those gold funds. I'm going to buy physical gold bars with this. Well, what's the problem? Well, the problem is it's inside of an IRA, which means he can't hold that at his house, which means it's in a vault somewhere on the other side of the country. And so, yeah, there's armed guards protecting it and all of that. And the money's there, or the gold is there. It'll be safe
until it's not,
right? If he was actually concerned about the collapse of the economy, how is he going to get to that gold? How is he going to go get it? So what we told him is, look, if that's a concern for you, of yours, then yeah, keep it in your house. Maybe have a vault or a safe in your house, but then it cannot be in an IRA. Some people tried to do that a number of years back, and the IRS very much frowned upon that. They said, now you can move it and we won't know about it. So we don't know how to tax you. So if it's an IRA, it has to be somewhere else out of your control. And if that's the case, it won't really help in the case of a society collapse or whatever. Now, even if that's a concern of yours, you can't plan your whole life around the society collapsing, the dollar collapsing, all those things. So you want to assume that the economy maintains as it has been for a long period of time. And because of that, you should make decisions for most of your money in that regard. So what other things besides gold and silver are possible inflation hedges? Well, one of the best ones is real estate.
So there's two ways to look at real estate, right? One is principal appreciation. You buy a house, you hold on to it for 20 years and hope that it's worth a lot more than when you paid for it. That's one. And then for that, you'd have to pay capital gains tax. And also, if you held it for that long, you're probably depreciating the property. And so your cost basis is going down because you're using the tax benefits every year, which is awesome. And that's one option. The other option is for cash flow. Cash flow, to me, cash flow is king. If you can buy a property and it's producing 8 to 10 or more percent in cash flow of the amount of money invested, that is much better. So I tend to like the short-term rentals better than long-term rentals that have a lower cash flow. And the short-term rentals have their own problems and benefits. The problems are that there's a lot of people coming in and out, and you got to have somebody cleaning it, somebody taking care of it, and you should get a property manager to do that. But those are all fixed expenses. And with fixed expenses, you can actually project what your income is going to be. That's something, working with us, we can help you see all the dangers, pitfalls, the pros and cons of each different strategy. So risk, fees, and taxes is a great place. Go to risk, fees, and taxes, make an appointment. I'll be happy to talk to you. Appointment is free. There's no obligation to work with us, but we'll answer your questions, give you some good ideas.
And again, that website is riskfeestaxes.com, riskfeestaxes.com.
So what are the risks in owning real estate, and what are the benefits of inflation protection? We will go over that with you.
Exactly. And so there's another thing that can help with inflation protection, and that is if you have some kind of increasing income pension. So Social Security, if for those of you who are receiving Social Security or will receive Social Security soon, that has an inflation increase. It's not as high as inflation really is usually, but it does have an increase each year. And if you have a pension, often pensions will have inflation increases, not all of them. If you have a private pension, like an annuity, there's usually two options when you buy an annuity. If you're getting an income annuity, you have an option for a higher payment to begin with, but that does not increase. Or you could take a lower payment that increases. It might be 3 or 4% or even more every year. And that will help increase your paycheck. So your first paycheck is your worst one, right? Because it increases every month or every year, rather, for the rest of your life. And that's one way to help with inflation long term, is if you have some kind of increasing income. I heard a quote once recently. What's the only thing? There's only one thing that's better than guaranteed lifetime income, and that's increasing guaranteed lifetime income.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Or tax-free increasing guaranteed lifetime income.
That's so best.
That will be the best, right? The trifecta. So you want to handle risk, fees, and taxes. And one of the risks is inflation. And hopefully you have some tools to do that. But when you go to a website, you'll be able to find out more.
And there's other ways to really deal with inflation. If you have the money and you have the knowledge and wisdom, there, you know, wine is a great way to invest into wine because it's limited of that year. That year's over. They're not going to produce anymore. Just, the problem is don't drink it. If you drink it, your inflation protection is gone.
And art is another thing that usually appreciates over time, especially if the artist has passed away. You can't make any more.
And same with like old violins, old musical instruments that have the intrinsic value. Art, those are kind of things that you have to study up on and get some information, see if you're making a good buy. But those can usually go up with inflation.
And so the thing about those is usually they're going to be appreciating with inflation. So you're not going to have the inflation problem, but you still are going to have risk. It's still a market risk, an investment risk.
And it's also a liquidity problem.
Because if the market changes and the opinion of Van Gogh goes south, nobody likes Van Gogh anymore. Now, I'm using an example where that's probably not very likely. Van Gogh is a very famous painter and very well known, very well loved. But if, let's say, for example, that everybody decides in the art world they no longer like Van Gogh, well, you might have spent a lot of money for a Van Gogh painting. Now it's worth less. So even though it should have gone up with inflation because there was another factor that affected the value of in the market. And that's why you don't want all your eggs in one basket. You don't want all your money in so-called inflation-proof things like gold or art or wine or things like that. It's reasonable to have some money there, but you also want a good amount of money in contract-based assets. And yes, that'll be in dollars. It'll be with banks or insurance companies usually if it's contract-based. But at least you know contractually what you will get, what interest rates you'll get. And the interest rate may be higher and hopefully will be higher than inflation as well. So that is another way. If you know you're going to get a certain amount of interest every year and you know the long-term inflation rate is 2 or 3 or 4% or whatever you're assuming, if you're getting higher interest than that, then you know you're going to be beating inflation long-term.
And you got to take a look at, does it have any intrinsic value? I mean, a lot of times people look at Bitcoin. Yeah, people made lots of money in Bitcoin. But is it really a truly inflation hedge? I don't know what the intrinsic value of it is. So for me, it's hard to put any value on that. So take a look at that and just be careful. It should have some intrinsic value if you're looking at the inflation hedge.
So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you and do a 15-minute free video call. So again, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvey. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.